come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We
This is one of those meetings where people say, well, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. As we're anticipating more of our friends showing up tomorrow, we have this time together today. And we can worship the Lord together as a small group, loving him, adoring him. Doesn't make any difference to him if the room is full or empty or somewhere in between. He is here. He is among us. And he has a plan for this meeting this morning. So let's have our hearts and minds and eyes and ears open to him, and he will meet us. Praise the Lord. Let's sing number one together in our Camp Books, number one. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Thank you.
We thank you, dear Lord, for this Lord's Day, for this day that we can set apart for you, Lord, that we can remember you, remember your resurrection, remember your victory. And Lord Jesus, we just want to open our hearts wide to you this day. We invite you to come and meet with us and speak to us and deal with us. Show us your way today, dear Lord. We pray for strength and for life to be ministered to each one. Lord, you know what each of us needs, Lord. You know us individually, and you know how to meet each one of us. Lord, you know the things that are pressing upon our hearts. You know the questions, the challenges, the difficulties, the things that we each face in our own lives. And Lord, you know the answers. You have the answers. You are the answer. And so, Lord, we just come to you this day, and we lay it all down before you and just ask you to come and work in us, change us, meet us, we pray. Fill us with yourself. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And Lord, we want to take faith today that you're doing more for us than we know, more than we understand. Lord, we just look to you, and Lord, we have confidence in you. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And we praise your holy name. We pray, Lord, for all the different churches that we come from, dear Lord, that you will bless back home in our home assemblies. Lord, we pray you'll come to Ridgewood today, Lord. Come to those that minister there today, Matt and Jeff, Lord. We pray you'll put your anointing upon them and set your presence there this day, Lord, and have your way in that meeting. We pray for Wilson Avenue, Lord. Pray for Brother Kenny Ott, Lord. You'll bless him and encourage him and encourage the people there, Lord, those that are going through difficult times. We pray you'll come to each and every one and lift them today by your power and presence, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, that you are among your people this day in Wilson Avenue. And come to Ozone Park, Lord, and come to Canarsie and Floral Park and Williamsburg. All these groups, Lord, that are gathering to look to you and worship you this day, come to your people today. Lift your people. Bless your people. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing throughout this world. Wherever your name is proclaimed this day, let your glory be manifested, we pray. And we thank you, Lord, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we love you today, Lord Jesus, and we worship you. And we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray for Cornerstone, too.
Yes. Lord, come to Cornerstone. Bless in that church today, dear Lord. Bless Brother John Prah, Lord, and the family there, Lord, the whole family of God. Come to each one and bless your people, Lord. Lift your people there. Strengthen them in all the challenges that they face. We worship you, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's continue to worship the Lord together and feel free in God's presence. If you have a song you'd like to sing or a word of testimony to share with us, we can be very informal here today. But let's sing together number 3 in our books, Dwelling in His Holy Presence. Number 3.
Thank you.
Brother Dan omitted Cornerstone from that list of churches. Of course, that's a very easy mistake to make. But it reminded me of the fellowship that we have with our various churches in New Jersey and all over, actually, Maryland, the ones that Brother Danny mentioned too. I have to think how privileged we are sitting in this room, that the light of the gospel, the light of our fellowship in particular, continues, goes on. Even at camp, after these 75 years, our ministers, I used to call them our young ministers, and they're not that young either. But they're younger than I am. So that's my point, that I can enjoy, for my lifetime at least, the Lord willing, the light going forth in the ministers that are represented here at camp in particular and in our fellowship. How wonderful that this light can grow brighter and brighter. It doesn't have to dim out. It doesn't have to get watered down or whittled away. But it can get brighter and brighter as the Lord leads us and leads our ministers deeper into His Word, as the Holy Spirit is enabled to work through them, to speak through them. And that ought to be our prayer for these ministers, what we'll still call our young ministers, that God will continue to work in them, to fashion them after His image, to mold them as the potter molds the clay. And we have a part in that. We can't just come to a meeting like this and expect it to be led by one person. But we all have a part as we come, to come in faith, number one, and then to contribute as the Lord leads us. We should come like that in every meeting, not just a meeting like this where there are limited people, but every meeting that we go to at home or here at camp, we should say, Lord, what do you want me to contribute? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? And then above all, we can be in faith that God's will be done, no matter what is said, no matter what is done. And let's all take a part in that. But I'm thankful this morning for our ministers, for the fellowship that he has brought us into, one with another. Brother John Prah, that's an interesting thing. Is his church a fellowship church? Well, in every sense of the word, it is. There was a time when, I think for legal purposes, it was only churches that were begun by Hans Walfogel were considered a fellowship. But of course, that's no longer true. We have so many fellowship churches, and Uncle Hans didn't start Floral Park, Cornerstone. But it was a fellowship church indeed, and we're thankful for that. May God help all our ministers today and every day to please the Lord in everything that they do. And as I say, may we take a part in that fellowship too in the ministry.
Only to be what He wants me to be, every moment of every day, yielded completely to Jesus alone.
Didn't try to play number three because I wanted to absorb the blessing of this hymn. And then right after we had sung it, I just felt God's presence. And that's been the desire of our lives, that we would know the Lord. We read that in as part of the new covenant, the heart of the new covenant. For all shall know me, from the least even unto the greatest. I will be merciful for their unrighteousness. In their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I remember one time I felt like I was failing, and the Lord reminded me, I'm helping you. I almost felt like he was, I had misinterpreted something, or misthought something, like, oh, Holy Ghost is squealing on me. And then the thought came to me, no, I'm interceding for you. He's being that refuge and strength and very present help. And in this hymn, we read these wonderful words of dwelling in His holy presence, beneath the shadow of His wing. That's the call of God for our lives. That's what God wants for us. Jesus said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. And it's not just words. I'm so glad that God accompanies these truths through the experience of lives that walk with God. He wants to reveal it anew and afresh to us also. Give us our own experience where we dwell in His holy presence. Sometimes, and often, much the case with my life, I'm distracted from it. I got things on my mind, I got things I got to do, same old story. But you know, He keeps calling. He keeps calling us unto Himself. And He's saying, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open unto me, I will come in and sup. How wonderful this love of God. Yes, we so cherish the love of God expressed on Calvary. But you know what? That was the fight that was fought and the battle won so that He can continue that flow of His love in fellowship with Him so that we can dwell in His holy presence.
Have Thine own way, Lord. Have Thine own way. Thou art the Thank you.
Thank you. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory.